Sit In, Stand Out will include performances, lectures, and historic marker dedications. The celebration begins today at Virginia Union University.
They will begin celebrating the 50th anniversary of the sit-ins at Tallheimer's lunch counter with remembering, reflecting, and rededicating. That's a conference sponsored by the Department of Languages and Literature.
Jeff Sadler, a member of the Center Stage Board, is coordinating the event.
Then Thursday, they have a chapel service with the Reverend Leroy Bray, Jr., who was one of the members of the protesters, which are known as Richmond 34, and that's at Virginia Union University's Coburn Hall.
Both of those events are open to the public.
Friday, there are several events starting at 9 in the morning and running through about 10 o'clock at night. Most, I guess, exciting of these is the performance of Lumpkin's Jail, which is a play that was written by Gregory Thornwell, and that's in the Belgian Building Theater.
There will be a second performance at 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
Sunday at 2:30 is a commemoration marker ceremony at Virginia Union University. That is a granite marker that was donated by Gorponi and Sons. It has the names of all 34 of protesters.
That ceremony is also a public event. Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, at Center Stage's Gottwald Playhouse, there'll be performances of Shakespeare's Othello.
And that is with Richmond Shakespeare and the African American Repertory Theater, which is the first time that those two groups have worked together.
There'll also be a full schedule of events on Monday, including...
And at 10 a.m., there's an educational forum that's moderated by Sheila Johnson. And at that, we will have representatives of the Richmond 34. Also, that includes students from partner schools throughout the region and the Tallheimer family. And then at 12:30, there's a luncheon at the Richmond Marriott downtown.
Another marker, this one at 6th and Broad, where the students ended their march, happens at 2:30.
And then at 7 p.m., we have a concert and a dance with Amaranth Contemporary Dance has produced a performance called Equalizing the Lines, Prelude to a New Dream, and that's followed by An Evening of Reflection with John Legend, and that is indeed with Grammy Award-winning John Legend.
Center Stage, Sadler said, is working to honor the courage of those 34 students and provide resources to tell their story.
You know, people such as Elizabeth Tallheimer Smart and Elizabeth Johnson Rice had been talking about doing some sort of event around this, but of course the two of them don't have the time or the means to really put this all together. And I've been in Richmond for about 25 years, and this was the most that I've seen people and organizations work together, and it was really exciting, and I was really proud of that.
The Valentine Museum has loaned a part of the original Tallheimer's lunch counter and some of the stools, and they'll be on display.
You know, these were college students who didn't know how things were going to turn out. There was the immediate threat of violence, of course, but then the long-term threat of the possibility of, you know, jail time and a criminal record. So we really wanted to honor courage that it took for them to do this, but we also wanted to make sure that we recognize this as a turning point for civil rights in Virginia, because it was the immediate event that caused Tallheimer's, as well as Miller and Rhodes and the Woolworths and the other lunch counters in the downtown shopping district, to integrate.
You can learn more online at richmondcenterstage.com. John Ogle, WCVE News.